Once upon a time, seeing that her maidservant was engaged in different household duties, Mother Yashoda personally took charge of churning butter. And while she churned the butter, she sang the childhood pastimes of Krishna and enjoyed thinking of her son. The end of her sari was tightly wrapped while she churned, and on account of her intense love for her son, milk automatically dripped from her breasts, which moved as she labored very hard, churning with two hands. The bangles and bracelets on her hands tinkled as they touched each other, and her earrings and breasts shook. There were drops of perspiration on her face, and the flower garland which was on her head scattered here and there. Before this picturesque sight, Lord Krishna appeared as a child. Krishna felt hungry, and out of love for his mother, Krishna wanted her to stop churning. Krishna indicated that Yashoda's first business was to let him suck her breast and then churn butter later. Mother Yashoda then took her son upon her lap and pushed the nipples of her breasts into his mouth. And while Krishna was sucking the milk, Yashoda was smiling, enjoying the beauty of her child's face. But suddenly, the milk which was on the oven began to boil over. And just to stop the milk from spilling, Mother Yashoda at once put Krishna aside and went to the oven. Left in that state by his mother, Krishna became very angry, and his lips and eyes became red in rage. Krishna pressed his teeth and lips, and taking up a piece of stone, Krishna immediately broke the butter pot. Krishna took butter out of it, and with false tears in his eyes, began to eat the butter in a secluded place. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda returned to the churning place after setting the overflowing milk pan in order. Yashoda saw the broken pot in which the churning yogurt was kept, and since Yashoda could not find Krishna, she thus concluded that the broken pot must be his work. Yashoda began to smile as she was thinking, this child is very clever, for after breaking the pot, Krishna has left this place, fearing punishment. After Yashoda sought all over, she found a big wooden grinding mortar, which was kept upside down, and Yashoda found Krishna sitting on it. Krishna was taking butter which was hanging from the ceiling on a swing, and he was feeding it to the monkeys. Yashoda saw Krishna looking this way and that way out of fear of her, because Krishna was conscious of his naughty behavior. And after seeing Krishna so engaged, Yashoda very silently approached Krishna from behind. However, Krishna quickly saw Yashoda coming at him with a stick in her hand, and Krishna immediately got down from the grinding mortar and began to flee in fear. Mother Yashoda chased Krishna to all corners of the house, trying to capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never approached even by the meditations of great yogis. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is never caught by the yogis or speculators, was playing just like a little child for a great devotee like Mother Yashoda. However, Mother Yashoda could not easily catch the fast-running Krishna because of her thin waist and heavy body. Still, Yashoda tried to follow Krishna as fast as possible. Her hair loosened, and the flower in her hair fell to the ground. Although Yashoda was tired, Somehow she reached her naughty child and captured him. And when he was caught, Krishna was almost at the point of crying. He smeared his hands over his eyes, which were anointed with black eye cosmetics. Krishna saw his mother's face while she stood over him, and his eyes became restless out of fear. Mother Yashoda could understand, however, that Krishna was unnecessarily afraid, and so for his benefit, Yashoda wanted to allay Krishna's fears. Being the topmost well-wisher of her child, Mother Yashoda then began to think, "Oh, if the child is too fearful of me, well, I don't know what will happen to him in the future." Mother Yashoda then threw away her stick. In order to punish him, Yashoda thought to bind his hands with some ropes. Yashoda did not know it, but it was actually impossible for her to bind the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda was thinking that Krishna was her tiny child. She did not know that this child had no limitation, for there is no inside or outside of Krishna, nor is there a beginning or end. Krishna is unlimited and all-pervading. Indeed, Krishna is himself the whole cosmic manifestation. Still, Mother Yashoda was thinking of Krishna as her child. Although Krishna is beyond the reach of all senses, adhoksaja, Yashoda endeavored to bind Krishna up to the wooden grinding mortar. But when she tried to bind him, Yashoda found that the rope she was using was too short by 2 inches. Yashoda gathered more ropes from the house and added to it. But at the end, she found the same shortage. In this way, Yashoda connected all the ropes available at home. But when the final knot was added, Yashoda saw that it was still 2 inches too short. Mother Yashoda was smiling, but at the same time she was astonished. How was this happening? In attempting to bind her son, Yashoda became tired. She was perspiring, and the garland on her head fell down. Then, Lord Krishna appreciated the hard labor of his mother, and being compassionate upon her, Krishna agreed to be bound up by the ropes. Krishna, playing as a human child in the house of Mother Yashoda, was performing his own selected pastimes. Of course, no one can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee surrenders him or herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord, who may either protect or vanquish the devotee. But for one's own part, the devotee never forgets one's own position of surrender. And similarly, the Lord also feels transcendental pleasure by submitting himself to the protection of the devotee. This was exemplified by Krishna's surrender unto his mother, Yashoda. Krishna is the supreme bestower of all kinds of liberation to his devotees. But the benediction which was bestowed upon Mother Yashoda was never to be experienced even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva or even the goddess of fortune. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, is never so completely known to the yogis and speculators. But Krishna is easily available to his devotees. Nor is Krishna appreciated as the supreme reservoir of all pleasure by the yogis and speculators. And so, after binding her son, Mother Yashoda engaged herself in household affairs. At that time, being bound up to the wooden mortar, Krishna could see a pair of trees before him, which were known as Yamala Arjuna trees. The great reservoir of pleasure, Lord Sri Krishna thus thought to himself, "My mother first of all left without feeding me sufficient milk, and therefore I broke the pot of yogurt and distributed the stock of butter in charity to the monkeys. Then she bound me up to a wooden mortar. So now I shall do something more mischievous than before." And thus Krishna thought of pulling down the two very tall Arjuna trees. And there is a history behind this pair of Arjuna trees. For in their previous lives, the trees were born as the human sons of the demigod Kuvera, and their names were Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. Fortunately, they came within the vision of the Lord. In their previous lives, they were cursed by the great sage Narada in order to achieve the highest benediction of seeing Lord Krishna personally. This benediction curse was bestowed upon them because of their forgetfulness due to intoxication. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivarad Hari, Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivarad Hari, Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.